And good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, your host. And today we're going to be talking, speaking. Well, I'll be speaking, but you're always welcome to join me on this phone, on this program. I love to hear from you. Today I'm going to be speaking about body ascension. And this is something that we don't always pay attention to, but I have found it absolutely necessary to begin to really pay attention to what's happening in the physical body. I work with a number of people who are working through certain issues that are taking place in their body. And I have to say that to an extent, not entirely true, but to an extent, the issues that people are dealing with, and this is true in my own life, those issues that I am dealing with are largely due to neglect. And one of the things that happens in our world is that we have a tendency to live our lives through the workings of our mind. And there are many of us who pay attention to the development of spirit and soul and connecting to that inner wisdom and inner voice. And there are others, of course, who are focused on the needs of their body, but perhaps they're neglecting the other facets of their being. And so one of the things that I want to focus on in this program, and certainly in upcoming programs, is finding that true balance within which we can find our optimum, where we can really begin to function at a very high level because all of the facets of our being are working, are being coordinated, are moving smoothly with each other. Now, if we were to look at this on a more mechanical way, if you think of gears, you know, think in terms of three gears, one gear moving, and then the first gear will engage the second gear to move, and then the second gear will engage the third gear to move. And as this mechanical phenomena takes place, it works best if there is a connection between the facets, between the different elements of the mechanism. There also needs to be some viscosity, some fluidity within the gears so that they don't become stuck or dry or caught on each other. And also, each one needs to have the correct number of prongs so that they can interface with each other. And that's simply just a mechanical visualization of what I'm speaking, because I am really discovering that attention must be given to every one of these facets of being, and that being the mind, the body, the spirit, soul. And when we can balance our attention to all three of these facets or four of these aspects of our being, it puts us into an alignment with deeper insight, but it also allows our body, our life, to be one of fluidity, to be able to engage in a much more joyful expression, and to be able to live our lives to the fullest. And I think that this is a significant thing that we sometimes overlook. Maybe it is because when we pay so much attention to what's happening in the media, what's being put forth, and when we see the level of discourse and how troubling it is, how toxic it can be, that it has an impact on our wellness, on our state of our being. So it becomes necessary to withdraw from all that's going on in the world, simply so that we can really focus in on how we are doing, how you yourself is doing, because how you're doing is a measure in some way on the whole collective. So we each carry a little piece of the collective progression. And you'll find that where you feel blocked or where you feel a challenge, then that is probably something that is being experienced by the people around you as well. So it's something that we can focus on for our own benefit as well as for the benefit of the collective. How does this work? Well, first, I think it's important to consider that part of what we're going through in the world right now is that we're going through a cosmic evolutionary process. About 2012, between 2012 and 2014, the Earth entered a level of the photon belt that puts us into a higher radiation activity as it comes from the center of the universe and as it comes through our sun. And we can witness a lot of these changes in throughout the solar system. So if you check, if you search online, you'll find that there are environmental changes on all of the planets within our solar system. There are rises in temperatures or perhaps a lowering of temperature. There are changes in the atmosphere. And luckily for the other planets, they seem to be interacting with these changes in a natural way. Unfortunately, on planet Earth, we have contributed to the challenge because of the challenges that have been created on the ground for our environment, so that the Earth is challenged by the pollution that's in the air and is dumped into the ground, challenged by the waste of the nuclear industry, challenged by the mining of minerals. The fracking of shale oil is breaking into the Earth. So there are many, many challenges that the Earth faces that other planets may or may not be facing at this time. But we as a human collective, I believe, have a great impact upon this. And I say this because we are really fundamentally the consciousness of the Earth. As we move upon the Earth, whether or not we recognize it, we are integral, at least our lives are integrated into the Earth, the life of the planet. And the planet is designed, has evolved in a way that completely supports the human animal, the human system. And the difficulty we have on this planet is because it's not a reciprocal relationship. Humanity as a whole has not been supportive of the survival of our environment. I believe the Earth can survive beyond humanity, but will work with us as long as we are finding more and more and determining to harmonize this relationship. So the challenge and the frustration, of course, is because the political scene is so detrimental, the political scene, that's a big statement. But the status quo of our elected officials, the corruption that we see in government and corporations, undermines the human will and works towards its own benefit at the expense of human beings, at the expense of the planet. And rather than spend any time wondering what that motivation might be, what I really want to address is that we as a human collective can work to transform some of this energy that is destructive to the planet. As I mentioned when I first opened up this conversation is that we are indeed entering and flowing through a particular vibrational frequency that's coming from through the Milky Way from the center of the galaxy. There are gamma ray emissions that are coming through, and actually they've been coming through for a long time, but they're really reaching us. We've put ourselves, the planet has, because of the timing, has flown into this belt, this radiation belt. And so this is causing, it's causing a stirring up and a heightening of the toxic energies that are on the planet. And of course we see that in the heightened politics. And I feel, I don't find it as frightening perhaps as some do, because I do view that a lot of the toxic load that we're seeing is a bubbling up. And in a way, the energies coming to us through the photon belt are rising the temperature. So we're very much like crabs in a pot of boiling water. And for a long time, we weren't paying attention to the fact that the field in which we live is changing. And so now all of the negative energies that we have been holding as a collective in our society and individually in our bodies is rising to the surface, giving us the opportunity to transmute it, or the other possibility is to succumb to it. So it's really important that we consider what we're doing with our lives and how we are impacting ourselves, our physical body, but also to be able to recognize that the choices we make impact the field of energy around us. And I would bring up the studies on the 100th monkey. I don't have the specifics in front of me, but many of you would have heard of this phenomena upon which if they study an isolated group of primates and one of them invents a particular tool or a particular way of doing things, and the monkeys, the primates in the region of that original creative person, primate, will learn this new technique. And then upon it reaching a certain threshold, it moves to the collective unconscious into the full species. And this is not a phenomenon that just takes place with primates that we know of as monkeys and chimpanzees. It's true. It's a true phenomenon in our reality. So when we each begin to take some responsibility for the energy that we hold, then that begins to build in that collective unconscious, in that field, and it once it reaches a certain threshold, a transformation will occur. And that's part of how evolution takes place. Now, of course, this can work for good or ill, but that's the phenomena. And so those of us who are conscious people, compassionate and caring people, can begin to offer some of our awareness or energy, the work towards this end, so that if you're doing something positive for yourself, you could also add to that act, that activity, the meditation, the prayer, the intent that this becomes a wider healing. So if you're working on an individual level to clear a congestion within your physical body, you might consider that this congestion you're experiencing is a manifestation of what's happening in the larger field of energies in which we swim. Now, you can think of this also, if you were to take it more to the physical level. Out in Flint, Michigan, they had a problem with polluted water, and there was a lot of political activity around it. It's still a problem in which the water became polluted. People, especially children, were ingesting this water. Even bathing in the water brings toxins into the body, which can create damage in the body. Some can be recovered from, some long-lasting, and depending how severe, maybe not recoverable. Well, the same thing works on an energetic scale. So if you are in an environment, perhaps a workplace, where there's a lot of bickering and competition and backbiting and putting people down, then that's going to have an impact energetically in your own field. As we live in the larger world, if we spend a lot of time focused on what's happening in the world, worrying about what's happening in the world, swimming in that field of toxic stew that we read, that we get from most mainstream media, then that's going to have an impact on your own energetic field, which can cause ultimately damage to your energy, to your life, in terms of it might create some of the congestion that you're feeling in the physical body. It can contribute to the depression you may be experiencing. So we can begin to think of ourselves as being so interdependent and interconnected that if we can pay attention to this and respond in a way that's healthy, then we can have greater control over how we take care of ourselves. And if we can take care of ourselves with a great enough level of consciousness, we can begin to expand that health, that taking care, that release, that resolving and dissolving of these toxic energies will begin to expand beyond the individual and collectively with other people who are working towards their own expansion will begin to support each other. So you might think of yourself as being the spice in a cup, in a bowl of soup or in a pot of soup. So the pot of soup might have all kind of things going on tumultuous inside of it. But you're the spice, and you'll notice all throughout the soup there are other little herbs and spices. So I liken that to the people who are light workers, who are peace builders, who are trying to do good work in the world, and it seems very tumultuous. But as the spice continues to radiate its essence into the soup, it begins to transform the soup. It begins to have control of its color and its texture and its taste and its ambiance. And so this is why it's very important for us as individual beings to be mindful of keeping our bodies, our lives, our spirit, our energies in a balance, because we are that which is transforming the world around us. So in that perspective, I feel that we can also begin to take another bit of encouragement from this phenomena, because very often we are feeling as if we are in control of things. And very often we have a tendency to turn blame inward and think that maybe we are not enough, we are not doing enough, we are not doing well enough, we are not being successful. We are all of these things in which we can judge who we are and what's happening in our world. Well, we can really let that go, because that is not contributing to the overall, but also because if we can recognize that we are interdependent, interplaying, interwoven with all that's going around us, we can begin to say, okay, these bad feelings are not of my essence. This means that this soup, the toxic soup in which we swim, has seeped beyond my boundaries and is beginning to have an impact on my well-being. And so in that recognition, we can do two things. We can first allow some grace and gentleness in how we view our challenges and being kind to ourselves as we face these challenges, but also we can begin to build in fail-safe systems that are going to cleanse that energy, that vibration out of our body, but also is going to strengthen what's going on within us and become strong enough to protect an exterior energetic field that can gently push away the toxicity. And then as we get stronger, we can allow our energies to expand to assist each other, even if there's another person on the other side of the world who is working towards peace and harmony and to build strategies for accomplishing the upliftment and evolution, then you're doing the same thing on this side of the globe. There's a joining of that, and that energy becomes compounded. So it's a beautiful understanding that we can bring into our world, our worldview, and the way we approach life. And in all of this, I come to the topic that I actually am focusing on right now, which is body ascension. Those people who understand ascension, it's about unifying your physical body with the expanded levels of your consciousness. So rather than having an unconscious moving you without your awareness, we become more super conscious of what's playing at behind the scenes. We are able to expand into what one might consider the higher self, the future self, so that we can really expand into that dimension of having a greater perspective and having greater guidance on how to move through and cultivate the life that would be harmonious for us individually, but also contribute to the greater harmony around us. So the body ascension is important because we have been living, especially those of us who have been living through decades of toxic political life. So if we lived through the Reagan years and the Bush years and the Clinton years and the Obama years on a political scale, that's a lot of toxicity, that's a lot of war, that's a lot of harm put into the earth. There's a lot of degradation to the earth. There's been this whole sense of taking away the privileges of the masses. It's about dumbing down the masses, about controlling us, the humanity, because it's our energy that empowers and fuels those at the top. So the idea is to take our particular individual energy back and to heal our physical bodies, because we have been carrying the weight of all of this activity. So that means if you are dealing with arthritis, if you're dealing with joint pain, it could just as easily be because you are sensitive to what the earth is suffering through the breaking into the earth and the breaking down of nature. It may be that if you have a tumor or a growth in your body, that is because you're connected to or you have sympathies or energetically sympathetic with warring and anger and all the toxicity that's going on in the world. Or perhaps you've responded to all that's going on with a sense of hopelessness or depression. Well, all of these emotions have accompanying energies. And when these energies are held in the body for a long period of time, either frustration or sadness or anger or fear, then there is a physical impact within the body. And for people who have been on the scene for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, slogging through this mess, it means that you have a lot built up in your system that needs to be released and cleared from your physical body. And one of the ways to do this, well, there are many ways to do it, but I feel there needs to be a real balance in this process so that we can begin to bring forth the wisdom of our soul and our spirit to guide our movements, to fulfill the intuition to help us along the way. We could also work towards the meditation to get closer to the center and begin to expel the toxic thoughts, the implanted thoughts that are really not of our own inner self. And there's the physical activity of moving in the world, walking or doing some kind of physical engagement. There's the energetic work that you can do through practices like yoga or qigong, or just really understanding how the energy moves inside of your body. And so there needs to be a little bit of everything working with you so that you can really begin to take off the mask and take off the layers that have been implanted, absorbed into your system over these years, however many they've been. You'll see a lot of children coming into the world with a lot of these issues because they're holding this and are endeavoring to release it. So that's really where I would love, you know, we're going to go forward. We're going to be presenting different ways for you to engage and liberate yourself. I believe this is what we all need to do, is to find self-liberation. And in that, we need to find that balance so that as we ascend on an intellectual understanding level, expanding in understanding and compassion, and then we can also ascend on the spiritual level, connecting with the essence of our being, the soul, the divine part of our being, but we also must keep our bodies upgraded, because what's happening with this photon belt, it's physically transforming on a DNA level our physicality, our body, the construct in which we move, the vehicle in which we move. And so we have to be proactive in healing our body vehicles so that the body can fulfill its own role, its own part in this process. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this as we come back, but I wanted to just briefly let you know of some things that are going on that you might want to participate in. One of my colleagues, I would say lightworker friends, Andrew Kane, is having a really incredible event. It's actually happening today. So I really wanted to make sure that you got this information. It's a Sacred Ground Galactivation and Psychic Circle with Alan Pratt, Tuyana Rivera, Michael J., Dean Kurt, Curtis Keith, Andrew Kane, David Young, Jody Sirota, Marianne Savino, Kathy Brown, Audrey Light Language, D, and friends. So it's going to be a huge event with a lot of incredible people. I've met and have spoken with many of these people. Some of them have been on the program as well, including David Young, who plays sacred music, Jody Sirota, who does crystal work with the crystal skulls and the crystal bowl. And so these are Audrey Light Language also does some interesting channeling work. So it's an incredible event. It's today from 4 to 7 No, I'm sorry, today, November 4th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Bhakti Center, 25 First Avenue, on the fifth floor. So that's, again, 7 to 10 p.m. It's only $10, the Bhakti Center, 25 First Avenue, on the fifth floor. And you would be able to enjoy that. I don't see a phone number here, but you can find it on Facebook. If you go to my Facebook page, it's on the wall there, and you just look up my name, Katharine, Kathryn Davis, and you'll find other things there that you can engage with. We'll be back in a moment. I want to take a brief break for station announcements, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to be sharing an exercise with you to help you release some of that toxic debris that's been built up in your body. So stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. I am Karen Hartglass, the host of It's All About Food. Join me every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch all of my shows in the archives. You can find my archive programs at the Progressive Radio Network website, or you can call my personal archive phone number to hear the most recent 5 episodes of It's All About Food. Here's the number, 1-701-719-0885. Here it is again, 1-701-719-0885. Learn about how we can solve many of the world's problems today and do it deliciously here on It's All About Food.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Michael Wald, and I'm proud to announce that I'm the host of a new show right here on PRN every Saturday at 1 o'clock entitled Ask the Blood Detective. And as your friendly neighborhood blood detective, I'll be exploring all the cutting-edge, important health topics, which will include everything from foods to technology to supplementation and how it impacts your current health so that you can either reach health, maintain good health, or shoot for optimal health and longevity. But what is different about this show is that I'll be describing and teaching you how to interpret your own laboratory tests to find hidden nutritional and health meaning when many other healthcare providers fail to do so. So tune in with me every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Ask the Blood Detective. See you soon.
PRN, the Progressive Radio Network, your home for progressive thinkers.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. I want to thank you for joining me today. And we've been speaking about finding that balance, finding a way to parcel our efforts so that we can begin to pay attention to our physical body, as well as the mind and the spirit soul, so that we can begin to move through the world with all of our facets fully working, fully integrating and moving through the world. So think for a moment about your physical limbs. You have 2 arms, you have 2 legs, you have 2 eyes, 2 ears. Well, when we begin to feel that we're working in balance, it means that we have access to all of those limbs. So it's beautiful to have 2 limbs, 2 legs, 2 eyes, 2 ears. Not everybody is so blessed to have everything working in balance. But we can find that balance also beyond when we integrate the physical with the spiritual, with the soul, with the cosmic intelligence. And the body is important because the body is the vehicle through which we're doing all this. It could easily be said that there have been figures who have ascended in the past, who have moved on to greater realms, who have become great masters in the spirit world. But we have an invitation, a cosmic invitation, to become masters of our world right here in the physical plane. Because as we do this, we can transform this plane in which we live. And we can begin to lift vibrationally so that the toxic stew begins to fall away. And we can live our lives with great joy and peace. But it's a progression, and it's something that we can take and contribute to take responsibility for within our own lives. Now, there are many ways to do this. Maybe some of you want to go into the park and do race walking, get your body moving, breathing, oxygenated. Some people like to run and jog, and that's another way of doing it. You can go to the gym and work out. That's another way of doing it. But when you are working from the physical level, it's also important to go to the sub physical. So yes, we have muscles and we want to strengthen our muscles and we want to tighten them and be able to be strong. But if we go to the subatomic level, we have to begin to realize that it's not just the muscle, the exterior, and what we look like on the exterior. We want to make sure that we have the substance, the building blocks of what creates our existence. Now, on some level, the building blocks are the amino acids, the things that we take in on a physical level. But we also have this vital life force within us that we can use to work to make our lives stronger, to make ourselves physically stronger, but also to be less contracted, more open, more breathing, more expansive, and more fluid in all aspects of our lives. So I wanted to talk to you, since the work that I do is about Qigong, Qi, using the vital life force energy as part of the practice of healing and growing, expanding. I want to speak a little bit about how this works. So Qi energy flows at five different levels, basically. And one of the first things that you could think of is the skin. And as you're doing our energy work, the skin will be maybe the first part of you to experience that energy flowing through. And you might feel a little tingling on your skin. You'll get more oxygen on the skin. You know, the coloring on the skin might change a little bit. The energy will lift. And it's one of the first places that we begin to experience when we are moving and engaging with energy. Excuse me. The next place where we can experience the qi and where it actually begins to have an impact is the actual flesh. As the qi goes deeper, it flows along the flesh and the muscles. And this has the effect of making your arms more solid and powerful. And even though you may not feel the energy in your muscles, the energy will be building in the muscles and really allowing them to have more energy, more vitality, so that as you engage, whether it's running or walking or going to the gym, you have more resource, energetic resource within your flesh and your muscular system. And then as you go deeper into the practice of Qigong, the energy flows into the meridians. So Qi flows through 12 primary and 8 extraordinary meridians. And these are invisible, but they're like this complex energy system that flows through your body, much like the blood circulates into the system. And so as the energy flows into the meridians, it begins to engage and sustain you at a much deeper level because it's helping to preserve your vitality and life force energy. And then when you go a little bit deeper, the qi goes into your organs. And this is about, there are different practices specific to these things, but also this is the process of what happens as you engage in a more regular practice. And so then from the meridians, it really flows to the organs themselves. And so the kidneys become more nourished. The heart will become better sustained. The lungs will be flushed as the circulation increases. And so the organs begin to be nourished at a level that can really begin to release the toxins that are built in it and begin to build the vital life force into your actual organs. And then the deepest level as qi flows in and within the body is that it reaches into the bones and the marrow. And this is really a very deep level when it flows in through the bones and into your bone marrow, because this also includes the nervous system as that flows through the spine, and it includes the immune system. So as the qi circulates deeper and deeper into your body, it allows you to have a really more expansive response to that flow of energy. So this is kind of how it works. And So as a consequence, I also want to let you know that there is an opportunity for you to learn how to do this. I have two things coming up, well, ongoing in a way, in Brooklyn. On Saturday afternoons, I'm offering an ongoing, it's only a four-week training, so it's not too difficult to make that commitment from 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. So that would be tomorrow afternoon will be the first of the four-part series. It goes from November 5th to November 26th, 4:30 p.m., and it's at Studio Maya, that's in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street, and the zip is 11238. For those of you who would like to register, you can do that by going to my webpage, qigongonline.net, QIGONGONLINE, qigongonline.net. You can click right on the early bird registration, which is $65 for the four series. Or you can drop in. You can register right there on the spot. Or you can choose and drop in for any one of those in the series, and that is $20 for that. So it's very, very reasonable, because the purpose of this work is to do this outreach and to really give you tools that are going to make a difference. So in the course, what we're featuring, some of the things is relax into Qigong form with grace and ease, anchor into the earth, connect with cosmic flow, hold and move energy through your body, deep tissue relaxation, self-applied massage and acupressure, standing meditation, moving meditation. We're going to do jade body techniques and turtle longevity techniques, remedy routines, the bone marrow washing technique, a liver cleansing technique, and the final class on November 26th will be Qigong Trance Dance, in which we move into an altered state of expansion through music and movement. So you can check that out. You could also connect with me directly. My phone is 347-480-1694, or you can go to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You'll find all this information on the PRN website, prn.fm, search for the Heart of Mind radio page, or, you know, click on the shows and you'll find it there. Or you can go to qigongonline.net. Also coming up, our spiritual support group, we meet on the third Wednesday of the month. The meeting this Wednesday is November 16th. From 7:15 to 9:15 p.m. at Janana Yoga Wellness Center, also in Brooklyn, 97 Bond Street in Brooklyn. And then coming, actually next year, I will be offering a course in Soaring Crane Qigong for Optimal Health in Manhattan at the New York Open Center, and you'll be able to check that out by going to the Open Center website. I believe that is opencenter.org. You can search Soaring Crane Qigong and you'll find out more about that. But for now, we want to take a breath, and I want you to think about centering and cleansing the physical body. And when we say physical body, we start at the energetic level. We start with our breath, and we allow that to move and circulate as the energy circulates, the blood circulates, as the blood circulates, the cells are oxygenated, as the cells are oxygenated, there's more energy, as there's more energy, you're able to move, as you're able to move, you're able to release, you're able to detoxify, because the lymph system moves and works through our physical movement. Our physical movement works by the infusion of life force energy. The energy comes through the circulation and oxygenation, and that flows on the movement of chi, of energy. And so as we realize that, I want you to just allow yourself to allow your spine to be as upright as you possibly can in this moment. If you're sitting in a chair, that's ideal. If you're laying down, then be mindful of your posture so that your spine is aligned. Allow your legs to relax below you. If you're sitting, put both feet flat on the floor. And just allow yourself to breathe deeply. And really, this is something that we can do in any moment, breathing deeply. And just allow yourself to be aware of where you might be feeling tension within your body, where you might be feeling congestion within your body. So, for instance, maybe your lungs are tight. Or maybe you're a little bit constipated because you haven't been able to have easy bowel movements for a time. Or maybe there's like a real stiffness in the joints. Maybe it's the knees, the shoulders or elbows. Maybe there's you have that pain flowing down your back between your shoulder blades. Maybe it's your hips that feel stiff. Well, we have an opportunity to begin to address this very simply by bringing our body into as good alignment as your body is, has the ability to do. So take a moment and, you know, move your hips from side to side and feel if there's an alignment there, if there's a stiffness there. Take a moment and feel your shoulders and move them around a bit to see if there's a stiffness or there's some achiness in the shoulders. And this is a really a great way for you to begin the process of connecting to your body. And as you feel this connection of physicality, tightness in the lungs, tightness in the abdomen, the lower back, allow your awareness to sink a little bit deeper and begin to feel what is arising from this tension. Is the feeling that's coming out of the tight bowel something about feeling, you know, bad about a place or a thing or a person? Is the tightness in your back about feeling stressed and not having enough time to really relax and be with yourself? So allow yourself to really get into, without any judgment, just being aware. First stage is to be aware of what's happening in your body. And then I want you to just gently move. So let's start with the shoulders. Crunch the shoulders forward. Feel an expansion in your back. And then press your shoulders back and feel an expansion in your chest. And then include the breath as you crunch your shoulders forward. Breathe into your back and feel your back open up. And then as you switch positions, exhale. Let that tightness go. Then bring your shoulders back. Inhale. Bring your oxygen into your chest and open up the chest. And then as you exhale, we can let that go. And do the same with your hips. Take a moment to lift one side of your hip, lifting one buttock. Then gently go to the other buttock and lift it up. You'll notice when you lift up one side, the waist gets a little bit crunched. And then so expand it a little bit. As you lift up that buttock, also lift the shoulder. Really open up the side of your body. And then go to the other side and lift everything up. Just really begin to move your body. Maybe you want to shift so that one hip comes forward. Send that one back and bring the other hip forward. And so just begin to infuse your breath into those movements so that with each stretch there's a deep inhale. And then we can exhale, move into the next stretch, inhale. And so that we are moving our body with a level of consciousness so that we are bringing the breath into the body so that it begins to expand, oxygenate, and release the toxic buildup in that particular part of your body. And then once you've sort of greased the wheels a little bit by moving around, and you just relax and find little stretches that are going to help to open up those tight areas of your body. And then once we've done that a little bit, we come back to a centered focus and bringing the attention into your body. In the lower abdomen, below the navel, is a field of energy called the lower dantian. Dantian means elixir field. And the lower dantian holds the energy that is called prenatal, the prenatal chi. It's the energy that went into the formation of your physical body. It's the underlying information that flows through the DNA and takes information of the DNA and delivers it through your body. It delivers the life force that flows through your meridians. It's very important. And the part of the body that protects the lower dantian, the life force, is the kidney and the kidney energy. So I'd like for you to rub your hands together and allow them to become nice and warm. And then place both hands on your lower back, allowing the palms to be right behind on the kidneys, above the kidneys. Kidneys are generally high on the lower back, above the waist. And I want you to breathe, allowing the energy of the lower dantian. And you can envision it as a small sun in the lower abdomen. And I want you to breathe from the lower dantian out into the back, bathing your kidneys, and then back into the lower dantian. So inhale, allowing that energy to flow out into your kidneys, meeting the hands. Exhale, send that energy back into the lower dantian. You can do the same thing if you have abdominal issues, if your stomach is tight, if you have problems, either uterine problems or fibroids or other kinds of abdominal issues, maybe even gastrointestinal. Rub your hands together, put both hands on the lower abdomen, and allow the warmth to seep from your hands into your body. But we're going to bring our focus again to the energy of our prenatal chi, which is really the energy of source. It's our most pure energy resource. So again, inhale and allow that energy to expand into the organs or the region of your body that is challenged. Exhale, send that energy back to the center. So we're really just energizing. So inhale, bring that. It's like thinking of the sun's light expanding within your abdomen into the tissues of your organs, bringing energy into those organs, and then allow that energy to flow back into the center so that the energy itself begins to flow very naturally, almost like a wave opening up into your organs, flowing back to the center where it touches the cosmic resource. That's your internal connection to the purity of energy. Then we inhale and bring that energy out into our organs. Exhale, allow it to go back in. So this is just the fundamental underlying work that we can do to bring energy into the regions of our body that need work. We can do the same thing for our back, for our knees, for our legs. But the idea is to just extend, give the energy, pull the energy back into the core, because we don't want to lose our vital force. We don't want it to leave our body. We're just asking that essence to flow into the world of our physicality, and then come back to the center. So it's like an energetic breath. And then once you've energized your system, then you can bring in your breath. And we inhale through the navel, put our breath into that field of the toxicity, and then as we exhale that toxicity out through the navel. So you see what I'm saying? The energy field of the dantian is to bring vitality. The breath can be used to cleanse. So once we've brought in the vitality, we take in the breath, allow the breath, we'll grab hold of the stagnant chi, the stagnant energy, and we can exhale, either exhale through the navel or exhale through an open mouth, and it becomes like a chimney stack, and that toxic energy can leave your body, and so that the vitality will begin to grow and the toxicity will begin to deplete. And then beyond that, we want to start circulating the energy through our body, allowing it to consciously move through the meridians, consciously flow into the various organs. So there's a lot of work that we can do that's not difficult. It's just a question of knowing the various techniques, and there are very specific techniques that you can learn. And these are good for people who have health challenges, but also for people who have a lot of vitality and want to maintain, sustain, and uplift that. And as we work with ourselves energetically to clear our field and to build a resource of vitality, then as we move through the photon belt, as the earth begins to change and be challenged, and as all of these are happening, then that means that you have a much greater pillar of strength with which to proceed. So I hope that was helpful, and I want to ask those of you who would like to learn more, to engage, to connect with me. You can do that by phone, 347-480-1694, or by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, qigongonline.net, qigongonline.net. And if that's a lot of information for you, please go to prn.fm, the Heart of Mind Radio archive page, and you will find this information and the links. You'll find them there a bit later in the day. I want to thank you for joining me today, and invite you to stay tuned for more fabulous programming over the Progressive Radio Network, prn.fm. I look forward to being with you again next week.